There will be nearly 40 events in and around Marietta involving state lawmakers and other officials in town for the State of the State speech. And the workers at Marietta's oldest bar and restaurant are ready for them.
You know, kind of quiet, but there's a lot of buzz going on and excitement for the big event.
Robert Farley is the general manager of the Harmer Tavern and Spagno's Italian Restaurant, which will be providing food for some of the events.
I think, you know, it's definitely an exciting event. You know, it's not very often that, you know, the governor comes to Marietta, and we're a very historic town.
Marietta's mayor is Joe Matthews. He's a Democrat, but says he's never voted a straight ticket and that he likes Governor John Kasich. And Matthews hopes those who come in for the speech will leave with a favorable impression of his town.
We have a fantastic city. We have a lot of great events here every year, and this is just another feather in our cap as far as I'm concerned.
Marietta is the largest community in Washington County, along the Ohio River in southeastern Ohio. The most recent unadjusted unemployment rate in Washington County was 7.8%, quite a bit higher than the state unadjusted rate of 5.6%. Republican Andy Thompson lives in Marietta and represents it in the Ohio House. Thompson says the shale economy helped his area for a while, but he admits lower energy costs have hurt the industry. So Thompson is looking forward to hearing Kasich talk about economic issues.
We've taken a bit of a step back now, but certainly it created a wave of enthusiasm and optimism in our part of the state, in my district in particular, that is encouraging. And I think long term, what we want to hear about is how do we benefit and exploit from this resource.
Kasich is likely to get national attention with this speech since he's still on the presidential campaign trail. And Democrats have been working to draw focus to Kasich's economic record, which they say has relied too heavily on tax cuts for the wealthy and has left lower-income people and working families behind. Though House Minority Leader Fred Strayhorn of Dayton says Kasich should get credit for bringing his address to different areas of the state, he says there are many communities that are examples of how those policies have not worked.
I think he purposely tries to pick out places that maybe are off the beaten path and haven't been doing as well to try to draw attention to that. So I'm not actually shocked by that. But more importantly, what I'd like to see is that the policies that we're doing here actually address those people's needs and concerns, right? And I don't think when we shift tax responsibility or don't invest in our state, I don't think that helps those communities.
Marietta was chosen to host the State of the State in part because of its history. It's the oldest permanent settlement in the Northwest Territory. Its 228th birthday is Thursday. Kasich's office said in a statement that it was fitting that Ohio's first city would host a joint session of the Ohio House and Senate. And Kasich had not brought his speech to southeastern Ohio before he chose Marietta, which is also on the border with West Virginia. That state holds its presidential primary next month. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.